Good Monday morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. A 61-year-old Applegate man is expected to face charges following a single-vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on Icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January 21st after a 2009 Chevy Silverado left the roadway and overturned in a north side ditch. Investigators said the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for treatment. Officials have not released details on the severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts and airbags did not deploy. Authorities said alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash. Charges are pending as the investigation continues. Names have not been released. State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing a Michigan Department of Health and Human Services plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne and Oakland to qualify for federal rural health care grants, arguing the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as, quote, partially rural undermines the intent of the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program, the RHT. Which was created to improve healthcare access in rural areas. He warned that his district is becoming a, quote, healthcare desert with longer wait times and fewer available services, and says the grants could significantly improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding, less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to MDHHS setting aside nearly $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he will continue pushing for the funds to be directed to rural communities that need them most. Motor vehicle crashes last September and October that ended in deaths are under review for possible criminal charges. The police reports involved the September 16th collision between a motor vehicle and a bicycle in Forester Township that claimed the life of a 60-year-old bicyclist. And the October 6th multi-vehicle crash in Watertown Township that ended up in the death of a 62-year-old Sandusky driver. The reports are being submitted for prosecutorial review, said Sanilac County Undersheriff Nathan Smith. Any charging determinations will be made by the prosecutor's office based on their evaluations of the report. The names of the 55-year-old Deckerville driver in the September 16th crash and the 22-year-old Sandusky driver in the October 6th crash have not been released, pending possible criminal charges. We'll be right back.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Kinetico dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Kinetico water systems are customizable for every situation for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Francik Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150, and see what Kinetico Water System is right for you.
Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Kinetico water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way you will have soft water 24/7. Kinetico water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Kinetico whole home dechlorination systems. So no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5150 today to find what Kinetico system is the best fit for you.
Millington's Caitlin R. Wiggins was ordered to spend 5 years in prison on January 14th. Alexis M. Reitz, 21 of Millington, died when a drunken driver, Millington's Caitlin R. Wiggins, caused a three-vehicle crash on East Birch Run Road in Saginaw County on November 16th of 2024. Wiggins was sentenced to prison for 5 years last week. Wiggins, now 32, was a substitute teacher and an employee at a Red Lobster restaurant when police say she caused the crash on East Birch Run Road in Saginaw County's Birch Run Township. Reitz, daughter of Reese Police Department Officer Matthew Reitz, died after the crash. Wiggins pleaded no contest to operating a vehicle while having a high blood alcohol content causing death with a prior conviction, and operating a vehicle while having a high blood alcohol content causing serious injury with a prior conviction. She also pleaded no contest to operating a motor vehicle without insurance. And operations have returned to normal at an airport terminal after a car crashed into it. An investigation remains underway into how a driver on Friday left the road and slammed into the terminal, said Matt Morawski, Director of Communication and External Affairs at the Wayne County Airport Authority. Travelers at Detroit Metro Airport said they were surprised the vehicle got close enough to the McNamara Terminal to crash into it. The vehicle broke through a set of glass check-in doors for Delta Airlines at about 7:30 p.m., hitting a ticket counter. Six people were treated at the scene by the WCAA Fire Department. There were no visible injuries at the time. A suspect is in custody and has been petitioned for medical evaluation. Charges have not been determined. By Saturday morning, the terminal doorway was boarded up and panels blocked the baggage check area from public view. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning system since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. And remember, you get news stories just like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.